Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, do you remember how popular the French horn episode was when we did it and how all those people called and wrote in?
No, not really.
Well, we're doing French horn part two anyway.
Greetings, listeners. It's a new week, and this is Patrick, not normally the voice you hear first on Rockin' the Suburbs, but sometimes we have business outside of our normal podcasting duties, and that's why today there's a couple unusual things. One, I'm not in the suburbs, and two, I'm sitting on Dan Gursky's back porch. Dan, how are you, man?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a lovely, lovely evening.
Oh, man, it's a perfect day. Yeah, we had you and Jim for an abbreviated session.
That's right.
Back in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Promised to return when it was nice, and we have picked the perfect day.
Done so. Unfortunately, Jim couldn't be here. Now, this is an interesting year for Jim. Dan, you and I have both been through this.
Yeah.
It's that year where you both graduate from high school, choose a college, and get ready to go to that college. And Mackenzie's actually going to the same school that one of my offspring and your daughter Emily went to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go Rams. VCU.
Right.
Rising.
RVA.
Rising campus. So I feel like I should apologize to Jim because, you know, I'm not sure if you told him what we were going to be doing this week, but
as much as he needed to know,
he might not have approved of everything. So apologies in advance. Last time I was here, I think Patrick left and Jim and I did a thing on whistling, and I promised no whistling because that was really kind of disastrous.
I don't think so. I liked it.
And I'm also thinking, I was thinking of some of the things we're going to do. It's possible we're going to play some songs that no one has ever heard, any listener. I'm
ever.
Hoping. Yes, ever.
Okay.
We'll see if that's the case.
Yeah,
we'd like to get some feedback on that. So we got a good variety of stuff lined up.
It's going to be a good week. And also, we've got a sequel that I'm really excited about that we're actually going to begin with. So that's going to be pretty fun. Now, I got to say to everybody, it's a lovely scene. It's a beautiful day. It's not very humid, which is unusual for the city of Washington.
Yeah.
And Dan, your backyard looks spectacular.
It's screened in case the bugs start coming.
We're here on the porch.
Hey, the family's here.
And the family is poking their head in.
And also, you know, since the timing of the taping is a little strange, I feel compelled to say that the World Cup started today.
Yes, that's right. As you listen, as we record.
And if we want to drive people away, we could talk about that for a minute. I mean, I'm not really
Absolutely.
Up on things. I'm sort of rooting for Mexico and Costa Rica because of proximity, and
sure.
Iceland because they're small.
Yeah.
And then Spain just because Spain always wins.
Right. I'm with you there.
And what about changing the coach?
Well, they fired their coach 2 days before the tournament started. That can't be good for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. even in the field.
No.
So who's your pick then?
You know, I was originally leaning Spain, but as we speak, only one game has been played. So there was the kickoff game today with the opening ceremony with Robbie Williams flipping off the camera, which was entertaining. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that was great.
Spain, Portugal tomorrow.
That's right.
I'll be here.
That'll be a big one. I'll be watching as well. I'm kind of leaning toward Belgium.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I know the golden generation hasn't really come through, but I think they might actually do it this year.
All right. It's not too late to place a bet, perhaps.
And that's right.
And the other thing is I have my Washington Capitals championship parade towel over here on the chair. That was another big thing this week. We
that's
never
right.
win anything in Washington.
Nope.
So the entire city went out for the parade on Tuesday, I guess that was.
Uh-huh. You were down there.
Cap went there, dragged my daughter down there. Caps players are still out drinking somewhere with a cup around town, as far
right.
as we can tell. Not sleeping.
All right. And speaking of Ovechkin being drunk for 7 straight days, you provided me with a Pride Pils here. This looks really tasty.
Yeah.
BC
this
Brow,
is,
right?
And actually, yeah, there's a little connection to the Caps, just because we went to see one of the Caps games at a bar. And where Patrick and I have been before, Tenley up there.
Yeah, right up the street.
And I saw a little poster for Pride Pils. So this is Pride Month.
Beautiful.
And it was designed like a contest. I think they had to design the can. So
okay.
I thought, Pride, it's good. We're
Why
all
not?
About tolerance and diversity.
Yeah.
And it's a good summer beer.
Okay,
so
fantastic.
We'll be drinking a few of those over the next few
all
days.
All right, well, I'm going to get mine set. And why don't you set the scene, Dan, for this sequel episode that I think people are going to be pretty excited about.
Okay, so the first time I ever did a show with you guys, it was about French horn and rock music. And, you know, it was sort of winging it, just picked a few things that I thought were good. And as I looked back, the songs, I think they were all from the 60s,
I believe
possibly.
They were.
Yeah. And not just a pretty narrow range, like 66 to 69 or something like that. And I thought, wow, there's got to be more to it. So this time I decided, let's do this again, but let's say it has to be after 2000.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it took a little more research.
The last 18 years,
yeah, essentially. Yeah, because, okay, you know, it was big in the 60s, apparently, the horn and acid or something went together.
Everybody was ripping off the Who or the Rolling Stones.
Right. So I think we've got a little more diversity here.
Wonderful.
So you want me to set up the first piece here? Or any commentary? I mean, you guys an encore show, which was very nice. So this could be the third time that we've actually...
It really kind of is.
This will be the last, I'm pretty sure.
Well, we'll see. It might be like Star Wars, where we have to go back to a prequel.
I know Jim wanted to do trombones, but, you know, he's not here.
That's right. He's going to have to... We're going to have to work that out with somebody else.
So there you go.
When I go on vacation this year, he can do a trombone trip.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so set us up. What are we going to start with?
All right, so the first piece, this I want to give credit, and I don't have the name, unfortunately. I think it was a Facebook comment when we first did the show.
Okay.
Somebody said, oh, here's a great piece with French horn, and it's Badly Drawn Boy,
okay,
which Patrick knows a little bit more about. I think that is literally a person, not a group.
Yep.
And the piece is called The Shining, and it's from their 2000 debut album called The Hour of the Wildebeest. And I tried to find out a little bit more about who the horn players were in each of these pieces. And this was a guy named Sam Morris, who has a lot of credits and seemed to have played in some other rock bands, but I don't know a lot about him. And I love this because it's cello and horn, and listeners may remember that some people did a cello special.
That's
as
right.
Well.
They did.
And my sister plays the cello, I play the horn, so we may have to try to figure out how to play this sort of improvised later.
At the next Gursky family reunion.
So really, I think the theme of these songs, generally, these are pretty songs. You know, nothing.
Okay.
I did find a heavy metal horn that I decided not to subject people to, but it's it's kind of awesome. I can pass that on if I can remember the name of the band.
We'll pass that out. So this is The Shining by Badly Drawn Boy.
Anyway, nice piece.
Beautiful. It's almost like Baroque.
Yeah. So I don't know much about Badly Drawn Boy. So, Pat, what do you know? This is, like I said, the debut album from 2000.
Yeah. So
he's kind of an interesting guy from the Spotify bio
I read. He's pretty eccentric. Damon Gao is his name. I actually saw him play on this tour at the 930 Club. And interestingly enough, it was a very memorable concert because he literally drove his own audience away. Not because he was playing badly, but because he kept playing. And I remember around the 2 hour mark that people just started, you know, leaving. And he was wandering around like on the floor of the 930 Club. He had a long cord and was just playing all kinds of songs. He, you know, it was almost like in some ways like a replacements thing. He would play some snippets of things and then just forget the rest of it, you know, like a George Jones song.
Right. And it was not because of the horn solos that people left.
That's right. And I don't remember there being a French horn on stage that night. But yeah, he's had quite a varied discography, you know, with a lot of different stuff and tried different styles. But even right off the jump, it was clear that he was influenced by like English folk music from the 60s and all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah. And if you continue when that went a little more, it's worth listening to. Because it's such
beautiful
a nice
song.
Piece. He starts singing, and then the horn, it's sort of the horn cello thing. It's a nice piece.
Yeah, very nice. That's a great find. We'll have to figure out who messaged that to us. But once again, as we say every week, Dan, our listeners are smarter than we are, and you're proof of that. So
okay.
Yeah, what else you got?
So I always have to work in a New Mexico connection.
That's right.
And this one would be the Shins, probably the best rock band from New Mexico, which I've probably said either on the air or in a comment or saw them not that long ago. They did not play this song. But this is from their first album again. Seems to be a theme going here. Put a French horn on your first album and put a nice melodic song on there. Anyway, this is the last song on O Inverted World, and it's called Past and Pending. Now, this horn player I found out a little bit more about, and I love this guy. His name is Niels Galloway. He's a New Mexico native, and he's played in the New Mexico Philharmonic for more than 40 years.
Wow.
And more than 34 years in the New Mexico Symphony. So... I think it's first chair. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And if you look even harder, you can find that, you know, sort of like somebody's middle school is looking for a, you know, if you need French horn lessons, check with Niels. I think it's a fairly classic, classical music way to make a living. You stitch together a bunch of different gigs. Right. You probably teach. And I wonder, you know, how this Shins thing came about and if it was the only thing he ever did, because he was probably, you know, 20s, you know, he's got to be, had to have been a young guy at the time. Maybe he just knew James Mercer or whatever. So
James said, give me the best horn player in the state.
Right. So this one, you get a little horn at the beginning and hopefully we'll let it run a little longer so you get the second section. And this is, again, just a really beautiful song. It's one of my favorite student songs.
As someone sets light to the first fire of autumn, we settle down to ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eye.
Song. It'll change your life.
Yeah, so it's like the, you know, it's, you got the vocals, the acoustic guitar, and the horn, essentially. You know, there's a little other stuff going on there, but good piece.
It's really nice. Now, how was the show? You saw him recently at the Anthem here in D.C.
Yeah, it was good. A bunch of us, Jim, many listeners, and probably people who've been on the show.
Our community,
were on there. Yeah, we liked it. I'll just tell a quick story.
Okay.
So Jane and I were up in the, my wife Jane is right here.
You mean Jane, who's sitting to your right?
Yes,
there?
Who may get on the mic later, we hope. We'll
as
twist
she
her
shakes
arm.
Shakes her head.
There's going to be a Jane theme episode, and she should be part of it. So this older woman was sitting next to us, and we thought she was with the couple that was on her other side. She was probably well into her 70s, and she was asking us if we thought it was going to be loud. She was a little concerned. So we chatted a little bit, but not much because we thought she was with the other people.
Right.
And then after the show was over, and she was having a pretty good time. After the show was over, the couple left, and it turned out this woman, she had her cane. She just walked out very slowly.
What?
She went to the Shins by herself, this senior citizen woman, and I felt like we should have adopted her
That's
beforehand.
Incredible.
It was just like, how did you end up at a Shins show?
That's fantastic.
That was like the highlight of the show.
That's great.
And then the two guys in front of us who stood up and, you know, they should have like hugged each other the whole time because they were so happy. Oh my God. They were just like ecstatic the entire show and sang along with every piece.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
That's really cool.
I really love their music.
Yeah. You know, that's a really nice piece, and it almost makes me think, like, why aren't people using French horn more? And both those two pieces with the acoustic guitar and the way it blends, you know, really works well.
Yeah.
And now I think the next thing that you've kind of got queued up is a little different.
Yeah, let's mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
This is not the heavy metal. And a little caveat, I think part of the reason why we're drinking the Pride beer is because we're going to play a Kanye West song. we won't get into politics here, but
the
guy is undeniably talented.
Sure he is.
And so we're going back to 2010 with this one, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And I'm not super knowledgeable about Kanye, I have to say, but this is a fabulous song. And it has three horn players.
Okay.
And I would recommend you listen for the extra voice that you'll probably be able to identify. I'm not going to give it away beforehand. But anyway, this is called All of the Lights. The other thing the horn sort of lends itself to is that sort of brassy, just driving.
Yeah.
I mean, and I believe there's three horn players. Just the entire song, they're just like driving that along. So that was pretty great. And the singer was?
You got me. Who is that?
Rihanna.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
nice.
I'm like, I know that voice.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
It's a great album. It's one I've listened to, you know, a bunch. I did not know that it was Rihanna. I know that Bon Iver also appears on this album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Strange pairing.
On one track, yeah.
I'm sure they have some horn pieces.
Yeah. That's very possible. But, you know, interestingly enough, that, you know, that's not too far off from what Bon Iver does now with that same kind of, you know, horns and the beats, right? It's really interesting. Now, we'll tell you this about Kanye. He recently released an album, a new one called Ye, and that is his 8th consecutive album to debut at number one.
Wow.
And he's tied the Beatles by doing that.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
Eminem. So there's only three people who ever had 8 consecutive albums.
And probably number nine. Well,
yeah, and his first album was the only one that didn't make it to number one, and that actually made it to number two.
I was thinking, I did a little research on the Rock in the Suburbs website, which people should look at. Thanks,
Absolutely.
Intern Sam.
Intern Sam.
And I was wondering if that was the first Kanye song, but apparently not.
No.
So way back, I discovered in episode 14, Jim did an episode called Hip Hop with a Nephew.
That's right.
Which, if I recall, he went to Florida.
That's right.
Played a couple pieces, and they played Ultralight Beam from The Life of Pablo.
Ah, sweet.
So it's been a while. That's probably, you know...
That's way
a
back.
So
yeah.
It's
probably
time
like
for
the second week we ever had.
Apparently, it's time for more Kanye.
That's right.
Anyway, just an interesting piece.
All right, cool. Well, this has been great. Now, we've got something we're going to play out with. So we'll set that up. But first, I'm going to really badly do our closing business.
Oh, God, don't count on me.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much can you help me? Do you know the phone number, by the way, to the Suburban Party Line?
I know the last four digits.
That's
but
all
you
I
always
know.
Do the last four digits.
That's all I know. So you guys know what the number is. We'll look it up before tomorrow.
Right.
And we'll get it for you. So you should call us if you want to talk about French horn.
I mean, absolutely. We
do
need
that.
To have their phone number because
that's
I'm
right.
sure the calls are going to be flowing like, no more French horns.
That's right. If you have something bad to say, sure, call us. We'll take any call. So call us. You can also find us on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod. You can visit the website, as Dan said. You can email us if you want, rock@suburbspod.com. And you can do all those things because you're listening, Dan, every day, right?
Absolutely.
Every day.
Absolutely. And actually, just as an aside, I'm listening this week, we're in what's being Perfect Pop Week, and the Who piece that I think it was Lisa
Saeed
had some wicked horn on there.
Didn't it?
But I was back in the 60s,
that's
and we
right.
played the Who on the first
that's
episode.
Right. So that was cool. And you were there when Lisa played out at the brewery in Leesburg. So
it's nice following her.
Yeah, it was really cool to hang out with them again and talk to those guys. That's, I think, everything, and we're going to be hanging out all week, which is great, and we've got some good shows coming up, I think. I'm really excited about it. You want to tease what we're going to do tomorrow at all? Or
This is another one of these funny thematic shows that I tend to think of, so it's something that people that have been around for a long time will know more rather than people who are stuck with electronic gadgets in their pockets.
So set it up, Dan. What do we got? Where are we going to play out with here? I was really intrigued by this.
Yeah, I don't know much about this.
Okay.
Neither of us do. But another nice piece that I discovered. The band is called The Last Shadow Puppets.
Okay.
And it's a partnership between Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys, who most people probably have heard of, and Miles Kane from the Rascals, who I am not as familiar with. Maybe you know a little bit more.
Not much.
And it's from a 2008 album called The Age of the Understatement. The piece is called The Meeting Place, and this has the London Metropolitan Orchestra
in it.
So this is not just one little person playing the brass. This is pretty much full orchestration. So I think this is a good way to end it, and keep on listening to the horns.
Yeah, The Meeting Place, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you, Dan.
The colder the night gets, the further she strays. He doesn't like it being this way, and she tried so hard to steal away from the meeting place, but her heart had learned her that. Clings to his consciousness wherever he lays. He struggles to sleep at night and during the day. He's worried she's waiting in his dreams to drag him back to the meeting place. His love had left him there. Well, the voice still echoes. I'm sorry I met you, darling. I'm sorry I met you. As she turned into the night, all he had was the words. I'm sorry I met you, darling. I'm sorry I've left you.
It's great fun to play. One of the things I love most about the French horn is the variety you get. So in an orchestral situation, you can play some beautiful, beautiful quiet tunes, kind of creeping melodies, very haunting, very romantic, but also you can get some really exciting moments when the horns come blasting in and you get a bells up bit, and it just creates that little bit of extra added excitement.